ASMR.
Welcome back to the Smithbrook & Co. podcast, the only podcast with a case of nipple chafing and depression.
Enough about you, let's talk about me.
Bro, no joke.
You both have nipple chafing. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. It's because I gained weight.
See, for me, it's just, I don't know. Weird things happen to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, dude, I bleed out of my belly button sometimes.
Oh, wait.
I thought, yeah.
That's, oh. I guess it's even because that's both of us, man. Like, I was going to say, I was like, wait, I thought I was the only one.
Wait, do you bleed out of your belly button?
Maybe.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just the tip, bro. Yeah. Just the tip.
Just the whole thing.
Just the shaft. Man, it's been a while since we've had you on.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done a podcast, too. A lot of shit's happened lately, so.
Yeah.
How the fuck have you been, man?
Terrible. Thanks for asking.
No problem, man.
Yeah, not terrible. I mean, it could be better.
Has some up and downs.
Yeah, it's like whenever I, worked the elevator job or whatever.
You had his ups and downs.
Yeah.
All been there. That was
but
awful.
But, still a shout out to all those elevators who picked me up when I was down.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Yeah, I just lost my job. Tried to get another job. Lost that job. Can't find a job. If you have a job, I want a job. Pay me. But anyways,
I'll give you a job every Friday night.
Every other Thursday night.
We're negotiating.
God, he drives a hard bargain, man. Okay, fine. Every other third Friday night.
Every third party.
Dude, actually, something really fucking weird happened.
Okay.
Like, he and I met up at in town the other day, and we were hanging out with his girlfriend and a chick that I'm talking to right now, right? And the thing with me and Jimmy is we really like to fuck with people, like when we're together, Like we
our relationship took a new bound.
It took such a new level, dude. Such a new level. It was so fucking weird. Okay, so. The thing is like his girlfriend Whitney, her and I get along, but I still have to fuck with her because she's really sensitive about things.
Oh yeah.
And if she wasn't let me put it this way. It's nothing that will hurt her emotionally when I fuck with her. It's just one of those things where she's like, "Why would you do that?"
Yeah.
Type things. And
Let's say she's very possessive over me.
Yes.
And you're the same way because you're the best friend.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
He can't let me go like that.
No.
He's got a pipe from our right. The party.
So, all right, Beastie Boy, calm down.
So, this little beastly boy, okay? Like, we're standing, like, we're propped up against Whitney's car talking to her through the passenger side window, right? Yeah.
Trying to holler at her.
Yeah. Hey, girl. So, like, I looked over at Jim. I was like, Jim, I'm going to do something really uncomfortable.
And as soon as you said that, like, I got to think, it was like, thank you for telling me. I have to prepare.
So, what I did was I took my hand and just grabbed, like, the inner part of his thigh here and just rubbed it aggressively, right? And he was like, oh, bro, I thought you were going to do this. And he just reaches out, fucking scooped my nuts. He just... Pow!
We've all been there.
Just like that, bro. You gotta cuff it right.
It's like a dude in our friend group. Or one day, he just come up and he had his hair in his face. He looked honestly like Skrillex, like a Dollar General version of Skrillex. And he comes up and he's got his hands in his pockets. We're like, bro, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And then he randomly just did that to all of us. He's like, oh! And then he stopped at me and I was like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, why is yours on the left? And I was like, shut up. I was like, no one needs to know that. It's like, it's more comfortable that way anyways, damn it.
That's its natural leaning, bro.
Exactly. That's like when someone's like, how's it hanging, bro? It's short, shriveled to the left. Like, come on. That's always the answer.
It's my low-hanging fruit, man. Just don't bother.
Yeah, little tiger.
Whitney saw him do this, right? And I was like, well, fuck. I can't just let him be alone.
I gotta one-up him.
Yeah, so I turned around. I was like, pow. So all in the same day, I went out to dinner with my best friend and grabbed his dick.
In that order?
Actually, no. Reverse order.
Oh, grabbed
each other's dick and went out to dinner.
Then we went out to
dinner. It's a nice little nightcap.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I had shrimp for dinner, so it equals out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was shrimp.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say he gave you the shrimp sauce, but never mind.
So much unwanted tartar.
Like, bro, wait, you telling me a shrimp fried this rice?
Yeah.
Puns.
But yeah, dude. So, kind of actually just kind of diving into the topic, like only 5 minutes into a podcast, which is really unusual. We're going to talk about like toxic traits that you look for in a relationship. And we're also going to bring up another
that
topic.
That I look for? Well. I don't live for toxic traits, man.
No, like,
I'm the,
like
that.
You look out for.
Yeah.
Pretty much stuff that you want to avoid. Yeah.
Like, she needs a Medusa piercing and she needs to make my mom upset. Otherwise, she's not wifey material.
She's got to bring Kevin over at least once a week to, you know, do the nasty with.
That's what I live for.
Yeah.
It was like, come on, Kevin. Yeah, it's bareback time for you too.
Fucking bareback time? Oh, dude, that's a huge red flag. I'm just saying, dude, if you're out on a date with someone, okay, male or female, whatever your case may be, and one of their opening lines is, okay, so do you mind bareback? Fucking walk away. Walk the fuck away at that point. You haven't even ordered your coffee yet. And they're already asking you how you prefer your dick?
Bro, don't ever ask me that before I've had my fucking coffee.
Exactly, bro.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, that's a question that's at least, I don't know, man.
At least two sips in.
Damn.
After your coffee, after you put enough creamer in there to go ahead and make your coffee say, let's contemplate murder instead of commit murder, then you're good.
I fucking like that, dude. Holy shit, that was really good.
Thank you. The internet taught me that one.
Oh. You have to, ooh.
No, ooh, hey. Keep going.
Don't pay attention to it. It makes me nervous.
That's another red.
I mean, I'm looking for you to explode already.
We're talking about murder.
Murder before breakfast.
I'm just saying.
Crimes before breakfast, guys.
Are you?
What are you willing to commit?
I don't know. I've done some pretty scandalous things for a Klondike bar, so.
Oh, yeah. What wouldn't you do for a Klondike bar? Be truthful.
Are you about to suffer from premature explosion, sir?
We'll see.
Oh,
there was a little bit of cum on that one.
Gotta love that cumin.
Yeah.
You see, dude, like whenever I drank soda, whenever it like that, the only thing I think was like, that's like a sexy woman whispering in your ear.
Before coffee.
Yeah, before coffee is like, I am going to do such dirty things to you.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off. Yep, that's all I want to do. We had to clean these clothes.
It's like, I'm going to mount and then do you.
Yeah, mount and do me. I heard that one.
Yeah, dude, a long time ago. That's like
my Spacian era.
Yeah. Yep.
Actually, I remember seeing a shirt like that. I was just like,
I am going to mount this shirt.
Okay, that's another big red flag, bro. If someone is wearing a shirt on a first date that says something like that, bro, no.
Yeah, and honestly, as...
Well, pretty much that's like a one-night stand at that point.
There is something like I have learned, kind of relating to that, is like... Being a straight male with straight female is like, if they're that easy to get, run.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be, like, you don't, like, they don't have to play hard to get, you know, but like, if they're that easy to get,
Yeah, dude.
Leave. Yeah. Sip your coffee and leave. Like, just
Yeah, dude. If you pull up to the Wendy's drive thru with your first time dater and you're like, hey, what do you want? And she's like, that dick.
What up, guys?
Or
it's like the meme.
I mean, even reverse of that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's not just females. Yeah. Like I said, I'm just straight male to straight female. So.
Yeah. Like, I don't get guys who open who uses an opening line like their opening line is a dick pic. That's pretty much what I'm trying.
I mean, okay, like at that point you only. Alright, so all ladies know this, but, you know, if a guy sits there and sends a dick pic, it's like, oh, yeah, no, I don't want you. I mean, almost all ladies. So let's be real. There are some ladies that's like, all right, yeah, let's do it.
And then she whips her dick out and sends it back. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're at the awkward point. It's just like, well, you still got a nice rack. You want to do it?
I don't know, man. Like, that's just, there's so many fucking red flags. Like, the way people are nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect, dude. Like, I have my own red flags, mm-hmm. okay? Like, yeah. I come with some fucking baggage and shit. Like, no one is fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how do you have that much fucking confidence where you're just like, oh, we matched on Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
That means she totally wants to see my dick.
Okay, well, like...
Right.
But, like, Tinder, anyways, is just mostly for, I guess, people hooking up anyhow.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like...
Okay, fine, let's get fancy with it. Facebook dating.
That's how... Well, apparently, like, it's only Facebook... You only date if it's Facebook official.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, which, granted, me and my lady got in arguments about this because of, like, that's fucking bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It's like, you know what? Look away. I'm turning it single for now.
Right. I'm not showing you this. Would she turn off all notifications for the next 24 hours?
But like, my thing is, what if you don't have a fucking Facebook?
Right. Fair enough.
Then
I mean,
it's never so, official.
Yeah, some people are old school like that, and they don't have like any social media at all.
Well, see, yeah. Like my whole thing is like, granted, like a lot of people agree, like social media's gotten toxic and stuff.
It has,
and like I definitely agree with it. Honestly, I'd love to get rid of my Facebook, but. I love Messenger.
Yeah.
Messenger well, see, I found out something because I, too, is going to get rid of my Facebook so I could run just the three pages, the Smith, Brook & Co., my photography page, and my Nintendork page. And there are two options. There is permanently delete, which also gets rid of your Messenger. And then there is suspend your Facebook account. So it'll, like, take away all your stuff, make it all private, but you still can use Messenger. Because I was like, can I use Messenger without... a Facebook account, and they're like, no, you have to use a Facebook account.
Yeah.
And like, so best thing to do is create one and then like say suspend it, but then keep your Messenger. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I've thought about doing that.
That's actually not a bad option.
Yeah.
Granted, like, I'm not, the only thing, I don't really get on Facebook to like sit there and scroll through shit anymore.
Neither do I.
Like, I don't care what fucking people are doing because that, like, I liked Facebook when it gave you like, the most recent update, like as soon as someone posts something, it goes up on top.
You can still get to that, but you have to go through like five hoops to get to it. You have to click the dots, then you have to click more, then you have to go to settings, and then scroll down, and where it's like around you, friends near you, local news, all that stuff. There's a thing that's like most recent updates. Twitter, on the other hand, is better because like on Facebook, once you're done and you back out of the app, when you jump back in, it reverts it automatically. Twitter keeps that setting to where it's like, oh, you want to see most recent tweets, okay, and it remembers that regardless if you've logged on.
Oh, that's
or not.
Fucking great.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get on Twitter and
well, of course
more.
Like I know everyone knows Facebook does this, but like they sit there and like we're basically just an open experiment, like,
yeah,
and the best way to get engagement is they like to piss people off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's honestly, that's with anything nowadays, apparently, even on YouTube. That's how some people are like, for example, people are talking about Logan Paul. Like, sure, he's like a dumbass or whatever, but it's like he's kind of a genius.
He's kind of fucking smart.
Because he's going out and like, you know, like negative attention is still attention to get people talking about you.
Yeah.
And then you get trending on Twitter and then.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, you know, I get that because, you know, like hell, like, I love, like, SpaceX, Elon Musk, I don't really fucking care for.
Yeah.
But I love, like, SpaceX, the company. I love, you know, Tesla, the company. Like, they're very innovative. Like, it's, like, new technology, and it's just, you know, shit for the future.
Yeah.
When people sit there and say, like, look what Elon Musk did or stuff, I'm just like, bro, he's just a billionaire. He's paying other people to do it. He's not smart. He's smart. But he's not the guy that's making all this shit. He's paying people to make this shit.
Yeah.
And so, it's cool, it's good, and, like, he's got a good head on his shoulders, but if you're going to tell me he's, like, this really good guy or this really bad guy, I'm going to say, dude, he's just a fucking guy with a lot of money,
yeah.
And his only interest is to make more money.
Mm.
Well, that's... I mean, like, that's the bottom line at that point, but it still doesn't deter me to be like, he's got a lot of cool shit. Kind of same thing with, like, Blue Origin, even though Jeff... Bezos is like a huge piece of shit.
Yes, he is.
It's still like, all right, that's pretty fucking neat. I mean, his fucking mega yacht, I think, is neat as hell. But it's still the point. It's just like, bro, That's fucking ridiculous. Quit it.
So we know Jimmy's red flags. If he's got a lot of money, run.
Run.
Yeah. If I have a lot of money, you better fucking run.
Because I'm going to invent some crazy shit. I'm going to pay people to invent shit for me.
Yeah. Elon, I'm coming for your seat, baby.
Well, it's like, there's a YouTuber, which everybody's going to know who the fuck he is. His name is Nakato Avocado.
Yeah.
He's like pretty much the biggest.
Actually, I don't know that guy, so that's it.
Oh, okay. Really? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's pretty much, isn't he like the biggest mukbanger on YouTube?
I think so. So, quick summary.
Okay, that's a red flag right there.
Mukbanging. He was vegan, mm-hmm. basically. And then, I don't know all the details, so like, don't quote me on it. Don't go and like, you know, harass him, whatever. But like, yeah, he started out vegan. He was really skinny, really healthy. And then he started doing mukbanging, and then he liked all the attention that he was getting, and now he's pretty morbidly obese, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, like health conditions, like, bad, like, I don't know, yeah.
Well, like, according to Nakato, when he was vegan, he was actually in worse health.
Oh, yeah, I do remember hearing
what
that.
He
yeah.
is currently.
Oh, damn.
He had, like, a bunch of deficiencies and shit. And once he started gaining weight, his health kind of started to, like, equal out. Now, obviously...
And then it went bad again because he just went overboard with it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right. Which, okay. I mean, a lot of people... Okay, look, he puts on a fucking character.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all that is. It's a fucking character. And a lot of people fucking sit there and, like, shit-talk him and shit like that. But here's the thing. The guy's a fucking genius.
Exactly. It's kind of... Yeah, it's the negative attention. And, you know, honestly, that's what I was saying. Like, I used to have a guy that would... it was my ex's ex, and he would sit and watch all of my old YouTube videos and downvote them. And it's like, listen, if you really want to fuck over a YouTuber, don't interact with them. Don't watch their content. Don't thumbs up. Don't thumbs down. Nothing. Just block them and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you can do. Like, tell other people to do that. Like, don't go and hate raid, because, I mean, it's negative attention.
Well, yeah, like, because, like, the thing is, like, you just ignore them.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the algorithm punishes for people not watching the video.
Exactly. That if you, like, want to screw over a YouTuber,
because if you comment, if you downvote or something, you're still interacting with the video.
Yep.
And it's just like, hey, people watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, because my whole thing is like, there'll be times like autoplay's automatically on.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when that happens. Either I accidentally click it, or it just somehow pops up like that, and I have to turn it back off.
Yep.
But I'll be sitting there watching videos, and all of a sudden something comes on, I'm like, what the fuck's this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, shit. It's like, oh, this is terrible. And I try to get out of it as quickly as possible, because less review time or whatever. And it's just like, okay, less likely recommend that to you again or something.
Yeah.
Less likely to bring you to it, but it still might try to bring me to it since I technically watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just the thing too, man. Like, any kind of attention is attention.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And people like, you know, Nakato and Logan Paul, they understand that. You can sit there and shit talk, and I'm not backing up Logan Paul by any means.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
Nakato, it's a little bit different because he's not really doing anything to hurt anyone or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously doing some damage to himself.
Yeah.
But he's not hurting anyone.
Right.
You know? But the thing is they have it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
All these people that are, like, fucking sending them hate comments telling them that they should go fucking die and bullshit like that, they're just pissed off because they just got off of a fucking shift at Hardee's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what the fuck it is. It's like, what are you doing? Homeboy just ate 10 nuggets and made $1 million.
Yeah.
You just worked at Hardee's for 8 hours and made maximum $50.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's exactly what it is, though. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like... Yeah, people are always going to be sit there and jealous that you're better off in status. Since we kind of veered away from the topic, I'm going to try to bring it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an unhealthy relationship thing. But people being, like, butthurt about their spouse making more money than they do.
Yeah.
Usually this happens when a woman makes more money than the man in the relationship.
Yeah, and that's actually a perfect example.
Me, personally, I'm just like, babe, if you make more money than me, that is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, all the bills are still going to be halved. You're just going to have more money to play with at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that fucking kills me. Like, why the fuck does it matter who fucking makes more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe this is more of a masculine thing.
Yeah.
Like, guys just... it's just mostly like through all the years and stuff. It's just a role that most men have played,
right? And now things are still changing and trying to get caught.
Yeah, and this is pretty much all across society. Like, men have always been the breadbringer.
Yeah,
we've always had to sit there and provide. Now that, granted, this happened like when women first started working, and this, of course, with a woman getting their rights to vote and stuff, there's always been resistance against it. There's less resistance now. Mm. It's more subtle. But it's at the point, it's just like, oh, you're making more money than me. We can't have this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then that's the fragile ego dude that's like, well, now she's making more money than I am. And it's like,
yeah.
It was like Jim said, like, so?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we're both better off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. She graduated with a degree. You dropped out, got your GED, and have been working at the same warehouse for 10 years. How the fuck is she making more than you, Scrappy?
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. Like, and I know it goes the other way as well, but yeah. But it's mostly with men that have that complex.
Yeah.
And, like, it makes sense, but still, it's like, bro, you both are better off. Like, yeah. It's like, you're sharing your income, you're both doing well together.
Yep.
Honestly, like, for a little while there, my lady was making more money than me. I fucking loved it. Because it's like, at the end of the day, like, I still had less money. And because instead of me going out and, like, buying something extra for us or whatever, yeah. She would go out and buy something extra for us.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh, yes, this is great. I mean, I would still throw money in there towards things. But it was just more like she would treat. And granted, like, I'm the kind of person that doesn't like people to buy me gifts or anything.
Yeah.
She likes that. She likes it, but she likes to choose her gift instead of someone like.
Yeah.
I think that's perfectly fine. I just don't like gifts in general. If I'm going to get something, I want to get it.
Right.
Because I know exactly what I want.
Yep.
And other people, like, they might have an idea and they'll get something close or similar. And I'm just like, I'm not as happy with it. I'll still accept it and want it. But it's just like, look, I know what I want, the specific thing, but
yeah,
that's a personal preference of mine. I think, and granted that it's picky, hell, that could be a red flag for some people.
Well, speaking of red flags, so, like, what's yours then, Smithy?
So, like, my biggest red flag would more than likely be, like, just, like, moving way too fucking fast.
Yeah.
That's what gets me. It's like, what's the fucking point? Is someone knocking?
Maybe.
I mean, the door is locked and your mom said she was coming home. Does she not have a key?
Could someone go let my mother in?
Yeah, I got you, bro. Mom.
Okay.
ASMR.
That sounds fun. I want to do it too. ASMR. Blooper reel.
Oh, no, that's staying in, bro. I'm definitely keeping that in. We had to show Jimmy that after.
Oh, yeah, we'll put it at the beginning. We'll put it at the beginning.
Yeah.
I am so curious.
Okay. It's nothing. Yeah, so his red flags.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we gotta let you sit down first, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And
3, 2.
So, yeah, my big red flag is just moving way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, when I was younger, I made the mistake of being like, yeah, let's do this.
Move in, take your pants off, I'm making breakfast. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's the biggest one for me, is just people who move just, like, way too, exponentially way too fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what fucking gets me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have the same thing. Granted, there are points in my life where I'm not looking for a relationship, so moving fast is great.
Yeah.
Because you get to what you want. But like, with my most recent relationship, I wanted to take things a lot slower. Try to sit there and make something last. Granted, it only lasted for a little while, and then we're just right into it and got a kid. So it was like, well, shit, all right. And we're still in it together, so it kind of worked out.
Sorry, I just read my notes for the next topic. You guys have to remember, I typed these notes up last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fuck they say.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back when I was drinking all the time.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm gonna lie to you, I'm a pretty fucking funny drunk. But okay, what's your red flag, and then we'll move on to this one.
You know, I don't know, because like I've not to toot my own horn here, but I've only been with three females, so like ever. So like I don't really know. Like I learned the hard way. I learned everything the hard way, unfortunately. So it's like, I don't know. You guys have kind of hit on like the two. I don't know. And then, like you were saying, like being insecure, I guess.
Yeah.
Like always having to know who you're talking to.
Yes.
That's a bad example. That was just like my last one. You know, it's like a random female added me on Snapchat and it was a bot and it was a big deal. And then so in retaliation, it's like, I'm going to go talk to every other guy and you're not going to know who it is. I'm just like, what?
It's like, but I didn't talk to the bot.
Yeah, it's like, I literally was just a bot. Here, see? He's like, well, I don't want to see. And it's like, okay.
I talk to bots because it's funny.
Oh, yeah. And then they're like, bot. I'm not a bot. Because you type, are you a bot? Or if you just type in the word bot, they're like, I'm not a bot.
Well, see, there's one time, I think when they started trying to do phone calls for a bit.
Yeah.
And I think they just overall stopped. Yeah. That scam. But I asked, it was like, hey, are you a bot? Because I literally could not tell. Uh-huh. It was like in between.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and they were like, what? And then just hung up. I was like, I'm perfectly fine. I don't care. Yeah. It's like, I didn't want to talk to you anyways, but.
So. Yeah. All right, so this topic, I wrote myself notes for it, so I'm just going to read it word for word.
Uh-oh, okay.
Yo, you really fucked up this time, you big dildo. First of all, off to a fire start.
Oh, yeah.
Can't even call me a dick because I'm not real enough.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I don't.
You were up all night at a party. You got super wasted, and now you're waking up to find that you've been chained to a wall in a basement. And then in parentheses, I put, fucking HOAs, am I right?
That's a reference to an older older podcast episode.
So a man comes downstairs wearing only a mask. You can for sure tell that he's living his best life because he's just letting shit sway in the wind.
Wait, hold on. So is it like a COVID mask or is it like a gimp suit mask? Is it a ball gag?
I think like a, I guess a ball gag mask.
Yeah, like a bondage mask.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm imagining.
All right.
Yeah. He starts spitting out commands that you need to do if you want your freedom back. What are three things that are for sure not worth your freedom? Like you'll fight to the death to keep from having to do them. And then underneath it, it says, I'll go first.
Okay.
These are my bullet points.
All right.
I'm reading these for the first time. I want you guys to understand that.
After like a year.
Uh-huh.
Being sober.
So the first one says, if dude says, let me dump a bucket of spiders on you or you'll never get out, guess what? I'm his basement bitch now.
Yeah. Gonna be his little Spider-Man.
Yeah. Anti-Spider-Man, man.
Spider-bitch. Yeah. What the fuck does a spider bitch do?
Apparently gets chained up to a wall and does anything he wants.
You're his bitch now.
But to be fair, I'm fucking terrified of spiders.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, I'm iffy. Like, I don't mind spiders, but I don't really want them touching me.
Yeah.
But I might do it.
Yeah.
I might do that one. I'll be like, dude, yeah, fuck it. Like, as long as they're not poisonous. I will suffer for these next few minutes to get out.
It's sort of like public transportation, right? You don't want the person that's next to you to really be sitting there, but if they touch you, it's not really like a big deal.
Depends on how they touch me. Personally, yeah. I am not a touchy-feely person. Worked at a job once. There was a female that would laugh and like squeeze my arm, and I literally was like, fucking stop, don't touch me. And it was a reaction. I didn't mean to. And she's like, and started crying. I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I am not a touchy-feely person.
Man, you just ruined that relationship.
Good.
Red flag.
Yeah, I didn't want it. Ding, ding. Consent, damn it.
Right. So, number two says, if dude says, I'll let you go, if you let me put you in a coffin for 48 hours, I'll pretty much decide that the stains on his mattress I'm currently sitting on aren't really all that worrisome.
I don't know. I might.
It depends on the coloration of the stains.
Right? I don't know. I might do the coffin too, actually. Like,
you would do the coffin?
Yeah, like...
Like, you would let him put you in a coffin and, like, encase you for 48 hours. You're not allowed out. You can't use the bathroom.
I mean,
I'll do what I please.
I'll be using the bathroom. I'm in the fucking coffin, bro. Yeah. He has to clean it.
Like, you can't eat?
Dude, yeah, it's a diet plan, all right? Bro, it's not 3 days. If 3 days, you'd be dead. You know, 2 days, yeah, it's going to fucking suck.
I've fasted before. I mean, it's just the only difference is this time it's in a coffin.
I mean, like, okay, and then what kind of coffin is it? Like, is it, you know, one of those nice newer
coffins?
It's a
nice one. It's the Cadillac of coffins.
All right. I mean, you know, still, you're not really going to have much room to move around, but, I mean, hell, just try to nap through it all.
I can do that easily.
Yeah, bro, that's why you haven't been on the podcast in a year. You've been asleep the entire time.
Right. I really have. The only reason I'm here today, like, no shit, is because I've been awake since, like, 5 p.m. yesterday. Yeah, girlfriend woke up, was like, hey, you missed your first block with Grubhub. And I was like, what time is it? And she's like, almost 6. I'm like, oh, that's when my next block starts. And then my phone was like, hey, you need to go online. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, hell, bro. You know, like that one story where a guy, like, went up into the mountains for, like, and, like, party with, like, ghosts and stuff and fell asleep for, like, 7 years and came back into town and people were like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know who you talked about. I just don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember his name either, but it's like, a colonial story.
Yeah, I know what story you're talking about.
Talk about how badass that would be for a minute.
Yeah, he partied with a bunch of ghosts and stuff.
For 7 years.
He was asleep for 7 fucking years. And, bro, like...
You know, that's kind of like the plot line to my favorite Zelda game. Like, you go in, you pull the sword, you fall asleep for 7 years, you wake up as an adult.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good things happen when you fall asleep, bro.
One minute you're in a coffin, the next minute you're in a ditch.
Yeah. I mean, you're wondering why. You died.
Like, ah, why does it hurt where I poop?
All right, the last one. Dude says, I have a random liquid in this syringe.
Liquid all the way, let's go.
If you let me inject it into you, I'll let you go. I'm going to make a hard pass and suggest that he put some pants on. That's a fair pass.
Wait, so I think I misunderstood. So is this your three things or... Am I having to choose between these three
things?
These
are his three.
Yeah, these are my three.
Those are his three things. Yeah. I'm just commenting on them.
Oh, because, okay.
Because I was just like, yeah. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll do these. The first two aren't so bad. That last one, I had to draw a hard line on his base image now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's the big thing, dude. Like, okay. That reminds me of, like, a medical HPI that I had to read one time.
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys that don't know what HPI means, it means history of present illness.
Okay.
So whenever you go into the doctor's office and they're like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Whatever you tell them goes into that HPI.
Okay.
Yeah. So this doctor was very detailed. He's like, patient came in stating that he found a syringe full of blue stuff and injected it in his arm and he can't feel his arm. And then in all caps, in quotes, patient says, why can't I feel my arm?
No.
Yeah, that was a real HPI I had to read one time.
Oh, that's like the TikToks going around where it's like customer states that tire is making noise. And it's like the tire is just hanging on by a thread. And it's
yep.
Like...
Yep. I would definitely draw a hard fucking line. Dude, that could be anything in that syringe. It could just be water. Which, yeah. I mean, that would still do something to you, you know?
I mean, that's kind of like the broken vending machine, you know, that's like the Pepsi machine, and it's like written in, it's like, let God choose, and you just click it, and it's because you're random one. So, I mean, yeah, man, syringe all the way, let's go.
Either I'm going to have a great time or I might be dead, you know, next, you know, 5 hours.
I mean, great time or being dead, what's the difference?
That's yeah. So sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd actually draw, like, a hard no on that one.
On the syringe one?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Like, I don't have anything with needles and stuff, but it's just the thing is, like, what am I putting into my body?
Exactly.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Just because it's just, like, yeah, what the fuck's going to happen? Like, if someone sat there and told me it was, like, drugs or something, I'd be more willing to do it, actually.
And as soon as he like stabs it in and does, he's like, oh, by the way, I used this needle first. It's like, yeah. Oh.
I was like, oh. It's like
plot twist. Now I have AIDS.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, thanks, buddy.
The guy's like the rent-a-center of fucking drug dealers. Like, he has to repo needles all the time because people don't pay for them.
Yeah.
He's like the Elon Musk of it. He's all for your usability.
So what was the prompt again? So the things that I wouldn't do or the things I have to do?
The things you wouldn't do. Like your hard lines.
Oh, listen to country music for an extended period of time.
Oh. Ooh.
Talk to my dad or relive my childhood. Any of those, I'm good.
Like, why don't we just... Dude, okay. Hard fucking plot twist, right?
Wakes up and there's a syringe in my arm.
Like, he's like, hey...
No, you don't understand. You don't understand.
And I'm in a coffin.
The guy takes off his mask. It's your dad with a fucking stack of country CDs and family albums.
It's like, son, we're gonna have a little heart to heart.
Give me the needle.
Give me the coffin! I'm ready! Jesus, I'm coming!
I'll take the meth! I'll take the meth!
Yeah, so those are my three things I wouldn't do. Jimmy, what about you?
Man, that country music, that, like, when you added that one, I was like, oh god.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I was like, whew, that's gonna be rough.
Just 24 hours of Alan Jackson.
I don't know. Like, I might be okay being deaf at that point. Yeah. It was like, just poke it. Just go ahead and bust my eardrums. Let's do this.
It's essentially the same thing.
Just add the age of my ear. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my ears are going to die in the next 7 years.
Only your ears.
Yeah, only the ears. Fuck, yeah. That country music one, that's a good one. Definitely not injecting anything into my body. That's a hard no.
Yeah.
Shit. Damn. Like,
I'm sorry. I got you beat.
I'm having trouble here.
I should let him go first,
right?
Dude, I have fucking nothing. I'm kind of just piggybacking off of you guys.
Okay. Like, what's one thing that you're absolutely fucking terrified of? Where you're like, fucking no.
I'm terrified of drowning.
Okay.
That's a good one. I have drowned. Well, I mean...
I'm terrified of drowning or suffocating. Mm-hmm. Like, like the coffin I can deal with, even though, like, it's a closed space or something, but as long as I got, like, a little bit of wiggle room, I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm just like, okay. It's like, there's air in there, and especially if you sleep, you're not gonna die. And if you're not... As long as you're not buried... You're like, air's still going to get circulate. So.
Yeah, he wasn't going to bury you or anything. Yeah. Okay. So, how about this? Dude comes up to you, and he has a pillow in his hands. He's like, you let me suffocate you up to the point of passing out 3 times in a row.
Dude, someone's getting kicked in the fucking balls.
It's probably going to be you while you're out.
Exactly.
So count him out.
So I'm now sterile.
But you still have AIDS.
Yeah, so I still have AIDS because, you know, they put a needle in while I was doing it. And then when we're done, he just threw me in the coffin.
So your kryptonite is country music, syringes, and being drowned.
No, that's what I was going to say. And then, like, you just hear, oh, and then country music in the background.
No, that's awful.
Irony of it all, this is just like, this isn't even an actual house, it's just a town home, and the neighbors know what's going on, but they're too afraid to say anything.
Oh.
All the neighbors just sit there and keep their distance because...
Because of the HOA.
Yeah, because of the HOA. It's like, damn it, Ted's at it again. I can't believe they just raided his house like last year. And he's still doing the shit.
But he did just give us our pink flamingos back.
So. Yeah.
What, and it's like, what is this noise? Open up, there's syringes inside.
Just a pink flamingo filled with old syringes.
A Sharps container, yeah.
Yeah, this Flamingo's practicing in his doctorates.
All right, guys. Well, with that being said, I think this is a pretty good place to effectively cut it off. This is our first actual podcast in a very, very long time.
Yeah. Like we kind of said in the beginning, like, a lot of shit's been going on. We're working on getting things back to normal.
Yeah.
And hopefully just being able to start throwing out content, because I know, like, at least a month we have not posted anything.
Yeah, the last one was the Mountain Dew thing.
Yeah.
But, guys, be sure to check out the description box with all the words and stuff. It also has links, as well to all of our social media. Yeah. Earls. Has some Earls.
Are you the Earl of this land?
So on the end screen, you guys will be able to pick a different video. You'll also be able to go to directly to Nintendorg's profile. That goes for every single video that we have. You'll be able to go directly to his profile. If
or
you
ignore it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way. You know,
if or you can click, I think, what, like, right here? That's probably, like, right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's probably better for you anyway.
Yeah, close to the Rick and Morty.
You know, we're going to cover Nintendorg, you know, with two videos. One's going to be a playlist, and the other one's your
I can't
video.
Believe it. I'm on YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to play you.
And, guys, if you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe. We also do more than just podcasts. We do review videos as well. And as always, stay fucking awesome. I'm tired of screaming at the end of videos. So, see you guys.
See you guys.